today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, all of you are doing well. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, which you are listening to. Today, we're going to speak about imamology.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan.
Today, Sunday, is the 11th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Anbiya, verse 73 from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وجعلناهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا وأوحينا إليهم فعل الخيرات وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وكانوا لنا عابدين.
And we made them leaders guiding by our command, and we inspired to them the doing of good deeds, establishment of prayer, and giving of zakah, and they were worshippers of us.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
This verse, in a general sense, refers to the rank of imamate and leadership of these great prophets, as well as a part of their important and valuable programs. The difference of prophethood with imamate lies in this fact that the divine prophets, in the rank of prophethood and messengership, only receive the command of Allah and inform people of it in order to convey it to them. And this communication is often accompanied with glad tidings and warnings.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.
At the beginning of the program, I told you that the topic for this episode of today's special is imamology. Let's get familiar with that term. What is imamate? Imam or leader is the title given to a person who takes the lead in a community, in a particular social movement or political ideology or scientific and religious form of thought. Naturally, because of his relation to the people he leads, he must conform his actions to their capabilities in both important and secondary matters. The sacred religion of Islam takes into consideration and gives directive concerning all aspects of the life of all men. Thus, the imamate and religious leadership in Islam may be studied from three different perspectives. From the perspective of Islamic government, of Islamic sciences and injunctions, and of leadership and innovative guidance in the spiritual life. Shiism believes that since Islamic society is in dire need of guidance in each of these three aspects, the person who occupies the function of giving that guidance and is the leader of the community in these areas of religious concern must be appointed by Allah and the Prophet. naturally the Prophet himself was also appointed by divine command. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the need for recognizing the infallible Imam. First of all, it must be indicated that in the Islamic religion, and particularly from the Shiite side, the Shi'i side, imamate is an integral part of the Islamic religion. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the creator of the whole universe, appointed some special people as his prophets among people. Yet those prophets, especially arch-prophets, major prophets, had some successors, special delegates, special successors, who continued his messages. The messages of those arch or major prophets. In the Islamic religion, this indication, office and post of imamate reached the Imam Ali alayhi salam as the first infallible imam. In the meantime, it must be indicated that according to Shi beliefs, prophethood is the mission that a divine prophet receives the instructions and injunctions right from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the next element is imamate, and imamate in this sense finds expression in having some people entrusted with the mission of continuing the mission of the prophet that they resemble and they represent.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
On the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we learn more about the philosophy of the existence of the Imam, the political and social leadership of the Ummah. Dear listener, doubtlessly no social group or gathering can continue to be alive if it is not led by a strong leader. Because of this, from the earliest time to the present, all tribes and nations have selected a leader for themselves who was sometimes a good person and very often not so. On the other hand, in order for human beings to be able to reach spiritual perfection, they must take this way not alone, but with a group or a society, because the power of an individual from the intellectual, physical, material, and spiritual point of view is very limited, whereas the power of a group is very strong. That's the duty of the people at the special times when the pure Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is in occultation, has become clear and with the will of Allah. We will speak about it in another time.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد
the conditions and special qualities of the Imam. One of the conditions and special qualities of the Imam is infallibility, or being free from sin and error. An Imam must, like a prophet, have the station of purity, that is, be free of sin and error. Otherwise, he cannot lead and be a model for the people and receive the trust of society. The Imam must consume the heart and soul of the people and his command be accepted without questioning. A person who has sinned can never receive such trust and be trusted and confirmed. Doubtlessly, the Prophet must be immaculate, and this quality is necessary for the Imam as well. This can be proven to another way as well, that is the law of kindness, which the existence of the Prophet and Imam rely upon requires the infallibility of the Prophet or the Imam.
Imamology, in Arabic al-imama, or the belief in the special nature, status, and authority of the Imam, or the divine guide or leader, forms the bedrock of Twelver Shiite worldview. In fact, it may even be argued that Imamology is the most important, yet also the most misunderstood doctrine within Islam as a whole. It must also be noted that Imamology is intimately linked to two other important Islamic doctrines, divine grace, or al-lutf, and prophetology, or al-nubuwa. Al-Allama al-Hilli defines the imamate as a universal authority over both religious and worldly affairs. Before him, al-Shaykh al-Mufid introduced the imam as the one who, quote, takes the place of the prophets in enforcing judgments, seeing to the execution of legal penalties, safeguarding the law, and educating humankind, end quote. This position of the place and authority of the imam is derived from prophetology and is necessitated by divine grace. As for its derivation from prophetology, this is because the imam is considered to be the successor of the prophet, and his task is to elucidate the prophetic message and to ensure its protection and continuance after the demise of the prophet. As successor to the prophet, his function as the political and religious leader of the community is virtually the same as that of the prophet. Thus, we find al-Shaykh al-Mufid state that, quote, imamis, or Twelver Shiites, are in agreement that every messenger, Rasul, is a prophet, Nabi, but not every prophet is a messenger. And that some of God's prophets were the guardians and protectors of the messages of earlier messengers. Furthermore, it is revelation, al-Shar, this is al-Shaykh al-Mufid continuing, furthermore, it is revelation, a shar, that prohibits the imam from being considered a prophet, not reason, al-aql. This is due to the imams having possessed the responsibilities of the prophets, end quote. In other words, if it wasn't for the revelatory affirmation of the finality of the divine revelation with the Prophet Muhammad, and the negation of any prophet or messenger after him, for example, the Quranic statement, quote, Muhammad is not the father of any of your males, rather he is the messenger of God and the seal of the prophets, end quote, there would be no rational prohibition for the imams to have been considered prophets. Thus, imamology is derived from prophetology. The imamate is necessitated by divine grace because, just as God's grace entails sending prophets and messengers as external guides for humanity, it similarly entails the extension and continuation of this guidance after the prophet's departure. Just as the prophet's followers were in need of a guide during his lifetime, their need for a guide extends after his death.
Time flies so fast. That is the end of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we rejoin you on another episode and another interesting topic. Till then, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي
علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي